Room 6 is called the cabinet. In the 17th century, this word had dual meaning. On the one hand, a cabinet was a piece of furniture in which precious objects were kept, and here you'll see many cabinets of various sizes. But on the other hand, a cabinet was also a small, secluded room, a sort of mini-museum. The objects in our cabinet are typical of those found in princely collections. They include paintings, sculptures, small carvings, enamels, and precious metalwork. Many refer to the natural world, or incorporate rare materials such as ivory, amber, and nautilus shell. Some are from distant parts of the globe. All were meant to be handled, examined, and discussed. This bringing together of science and art, knowledge and investigation, was typical of 17th century collecting. In front of the window is an activity table, where visitors, especially families, can explore these concepts. To its right is a catalogue by a Danish collector called Ola Worm. His cabinet, crammed with shells, fossils, stuffed animals and strange antiquities, was depicted in an engraving that's one of the defining images of 17th century cabinets. Look out for it as you explore the room. Look out too for the labels. They include quotations from Samuel Kvikkeberg, a scholar who devised the first set of rules for classifying and arranging collections.